What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not like Darius is a player. It's nothing, to do with Darius. It's just the idea of the man is he's the glass man. Yeah. I can't trust him to stay healthy. I had a hard time trusting him to stay healthy before even 2 years ago, and now 2 years later, we've had back-to-back injuries to end his season and basically be a nothing burger for us in the postseason in the process. And it's like, I can't keep going back to that.
I got what he was saying. Like, there are a lot of small guards who get picked on, and there are guys that are taller that get picked on. Like, you know.
Oh, it's interesting how all of a sudden, yeah, if you're a smaller guard that gets picked on, or a smaller guard, but they don't pick on you, and you can somehow be a good defender, like a Jrue Holiday type.
Yeah, yeah.
Then all of a sudden you're just, well, that guy's resilient.
Yeah, it's...
That guy knows how to do it. It's like, he's a bulldog.
Yeah,
okay.
And Jrue Holiday is hurt a lot. Like, here's the reality of the situation. The reason Darius Garland is hurt a lot is because when you're smaller and you have to exert that much speed, effort to play against bigger people, you're going to injure... Listen, hey, we had Kyrie Irving here. The knock on him prior to 2016 was, hey, you had the knee injury. You missed the entire playoffs. You've had some injuries before. But the difference that they mentioned on that podcast is that Kyrie Irving is when you talk about offensive player, Darius Garland is a great player, but Kyrie Irving is, he might be one of the best offensive players at his size we've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, he's just another level.
It's a different level of it. So, but my thing is, you know, I look at it, and when he says and he starts talking about like what it looks like if you do have a LeBron James and a step you might take back in the regular season, but what you're going to have is the dependability of LeBron James and the durability of LeBron James. There's one thing that we know. He's playoff LeBron James. When he's ready to go, we'll be ready to go. And you can't take that for granted.
You asked me something in between the break. You're like, why did LeBron pick up the bag?
Yeah, why did he? Tell me.
So I have a theory on it, and I've shared this theory before. So if you've heard this one, just bear with me. And I don't think you've heard this, though. So I think Tom Brady did something really interesting to mess with LeBron's psyche and then everything else. So Tom Brady, when he was taking discounts in New England and was playing for $10 to $15 million per year, the prevailing thought across the NFL was that if you had a superstar quarterback, then they also should take some sort of discount because it's a capped league, and the less money they could take, the better the team would overall be. And Tom Brady was willing to make that sacrifice, and then a couple other quarterbacks had to start making that sacrifice. It never caught on fully. It never did. But in that moment, LeBron, and this is not altruistic of him, but in that moment, LeBron had publicly put out there that he was never going to do such a thing because he was trying to make sure that the superstars got paid like superstars. He was going to make sure that the superstars never were asked to take less money to make the team better. And you've seen it. Every stretch he's ever been, every place he's ever been, he's always maxed out his contracts, and he's always made sure he got the very most he possibly could. Where in a situation like this, like Jason brings up the mid-level exception. Yeah, if LeBron took a mid-level exception or a very tiny amount of money to come play for the Cleveland Cavaliers, shut it down. Like, especially if you don't have to trade Garland, trade Allen, any of these type of things.
Give me the ring.
But LeBron won't do it. And the reason why LeBron won't do it, and this is hurting him, I believe it, is because he is trying to make sure he's looking out. First off, $50 million is $50 million, so that's obviously a good thing, too. But he's also trying to make sure that he makes sure that the superstar at the very end of their career now, in that same situation, doesn't get asked to then take $10 million or the mid-level exception, because that's what LeBron did. And so if LeBron did it, well, Kevin Durant, you're 37. Why aren't you doing that in Houston as well? It's for the betterment of the team. Again, it's not the most altruistic take in the world in behalf of LeBron James. I don't think he's doing it because he's a good person or a saint, because that's like a great way to, hey, yeah, I'll fall on the sword and pick up the $53 million.
Right.
I think $53 million is the prevailing thought on this, but I think he also wants to keep that intact because he's done it for 15 years this way, where he's made sure that he kept that part of the deal intact.
Yeah. When you're at the top of the food chain, and there's one thing that you can't, he can't control his legacy in terms of how people view him in terms of Jordan and Kobe and the rest of these guys. But the one thing he can do is he can control how much you pay me. Mm-hmm. Like, you tell me how much you like me. No, just show me how much you're going to pay me. That'll show me how much you like me, right?
Yeah.
Like, let me get the bag and then we can figure it out. I do think, though, I want to know why. You take the contract, you opt in for the $53 million. But the crazy thing about doing that is, if you wanted to, like, just think of it in a different way and opt out and say, all right, well, let's figure it out a different way and do a sign and trade or do something like that, it gives them more flexibility to say, what's more important, $53 million or the championships that can come with it?
Well, and so that's, I think, it's an interesting way of putting it. And the perspective on that I like, G, because it's, if it's me, $40 million difference, like mid-level exception, let's say $10, $13, $14 million. Is it worth long-term $40 million? So every time someone has a GOAT discussion, MJ's got six, LeBron's got five. It might be to him.
Right.
Like, it might be. I know it sounds crazy, but it's $40 million for someone that's worth $1 billion plus right now, is going to own an NBA title or an NBA franchise at some point. Is that difference, just the conversations at the end of it and chasing the ghost of Jordan, is that worth $40 million to you?
Because I'm already here. Like, remember what we said? Like, listen, finish your breakfast. You are here. There is very...
Finish your breakfast.
Finish your breakfast, dog. You are right here. You at the doorstep. Like, you're here, dog. Like, listen, there's very few times that any man or woman could ever stamp themselves and say, I make the most money. I'm the best at whatever I've done in life.
Mm-hmm.
We are all going to go and probably never be known as the best at anything. Yeah. He literally, as a human being, has the ability to literally leave that type of legacy. And think about all the great players like Shaq and Kevin Garnett and Duncan. Those guys are great. Dirk Nowitzki, those guys are great. They're not maybe being mentioned there. And you're sitting at the doorstep. All them years that you sacrificed. Okay,
so but the other side of that though is he doesn't know what he doesn't know right now, right? And so let's say he makes this $40 million bet so that he can come closer to erasing the ghost of MJ, and then there's somebody else that we don't even know that exists yet. Maybe it's Wemby, I don't know. But somebody else that comes hunting it down and wins seven titles, and basically what I'm thinking of is Mahomes to Brady right now. Whereas Mahomes comes in, he's going to usurp him as the GOAT when it's all said and done. At least I believe that to be true. He's on the trajectory of that. And ultimately, you'd be like, oh, I gave up $40 million to be second anyway.
That's why you run through the tape. Gotta run through the tape, dog.
Okay, I like that thinking.
I don't know.
I'm with you.
I don't know who behind me. What I can control is what I can control. And right now,
because Brady's got to be pissed Mahomes happened.
But listen, think about it. If Brady would have second-guessed it and gracefully bow out, think about it. He won. We talked about it for years. Belichick or Brady. Right now.
We also talked Brady Manning for so many years, too.
Right. But listen, Bill is winning in other ways. He's doing his thing.
Is he, though?
I mean, he's in North Carolina.
I've talked about it before. Jordan Hudson does nothing for me.
I mean, listen, for
from
him,
an attractive side of things, she just does nothing for me.
For him, that's the holy grail. If I'm
Belichick and I'm in my 70s, okay, and I have my pick of 24-year-olds, Jordan Hudson is not my pick.
I think it's
all I'm trying to say.
I think it's the mindset. Like, think about this.
Mac didn't like that take?
Now, think about this. She's running around for, this is Bill Belichick we talking about.
Yeah.
She came in and out Belichick. Hey, listen, this is what we're going to do. cut that off. Don't be talking about that. I'm like, bro, is she running? Is she giving him medication at this point?
I don't know. I think he's got all his capabilities and sensibilities. I'm not sure.
I'm trying to figure out if he got.
Do we have to call Michael Lombardi and check on him at UNC?
We got the faculties right now.
Will UNC's win-loss record prove anything in this discussion?
Boy, listen.
If they make it to the college football playoff, what are we talking about then, G?
He got to win a championship.
How can you?
Okay. To get back. Like, the way they did him in the league, they pushed him on the island, boy. And Brady went and got another championship. Oh, yeah, he won that one. So if you LeBron, come on. Think about how Tom did that. He get if he gets another ring, that might put the battery in his back to say, listen, I can come. I don't even got to start like that. I can get me two more rings around here playing around with this.
He's got to start. LeBron can't come off the bench. We're discounting championships off the bench.
Six man in that seventh.
No. Six man. Hey, Bronny's coming off the bench too. Doesn't that count for something? No. We put a pause on your rings the moment we start coming off the bench.
The moment you get less than 25
so
minutes.
We're being kind in the Donovan, LeBron, Evan Mobley discussion to be like, that's your ring, LeBron.
Like, listen,
that's yours, buddy.
That last year though, people are spinning like this. Hey, listen, I mean, MVP. Sixth man of the year.
No, yeah.
He led the league in assists.
Only
one
thing
year.
He hasn't won is sixth man of the year. He's got to win sixth man of the year now.
He told DeAndre Hunter he wanted him to start. he had player coach really too. Like he kind of like be coaching sometimes too. Yeah, listen. I tell you what. Finish your breakfast, LeBron. Don't go out like that because it's gonna be nasty work. They lulling you to sleep, and right when you retire. They going to move you behind about three people.
Do you trust Kobe Altman to finish his breakfast? Do you trust Kobe Altman in this setup here? Because I don't know. I've given him more trust, I feel like, than most media members in this city. Because I've recognized the trade for Donovan took stones that most people don't have. And it was a brilliant move. And he deserves a lot of kudos for that. And I like that he's involved in names, right? He was involved in Ayton. He was involved in Kevin Durant. We found it out after the fact, but he's been involved. Hey, you trust Kobe Altman right now?
Listen, I like the fact that he didn't just chill out. He thought I like the fact that he didn't run it back. I like Nance. I like Lonzo Ball. And believe it or not, it took Stones not to even say. He looked at Ty Jerome and said, "Uh-uh." I don't think we could play you in the playoffs.
He said two playoff games, I'm done.
Yeah, no, I'm cool on that.
You're an 82-game player. I don't need that.
You're not athletic. We this ain't going to get it done. You look outmatched by the Pacers. We need to beat the OKC Thunder. I liked that aggressiveness. Here's my thing. I think some threw him a monkey wrench in the game when Darius Garland got hurt. I don't know how hard it's going to be able to move him if he's hurt because he has a funny little status in the league. Like, he's good, but... What are you really giving up for Darius Garland? I think there's some stuff left in his name was in the Durant stuff. I really do believe that he is trying to make moves because it is wide open. I think you do the right thing. You can be in the championship round and call your shot.
All right, do you trust Kobe Altman? 216-474 to below 92. We'll get into some of what our plans are for the 4th of July as well. And you got to hear this audio from Rick Manning. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
You always know you're having fun when you be like, man, it's already 6 o'clock.
It's 6:20. We're almost like, out the door.
That's crazy. But you know, but we didn't have them times where you'd be like, dang, it's only 4:15. that 2 to 7 is a haul, especially when you talk about in the winter. Boy, you be like, it's already dark by 3.
Yeah, yeah. It just, you gear up and you just kind of, I don't know, you put your hard hat on and you get after it. That's all it is. Yeah. Now, you know, I think for most people, July 3rd, you see all the people across our industry that are off today? Like, yeah. July 3rd is typically a day that people just leave. Me and you, we were born in July 3rd.
Yeah.
Like we were made for July 3rd shows.
And I keep getting sucked into it because I'm like, am I supposed to take these off by now? Or these are...
I think maybe. I don't know. Keep that mindset that you're supposed to work these, though, because right. Nick loves this July 4th window because he's a pro's pro and he's been around the game long enough to understand if you couple it with July 4th, this typically is the week that nothing is happening.
Right.
Now, we got lucky in that the sense that there was a lot going on today and there's been a lot going on all week long. So we're in a good spot to have some conversations with you guys. In many instances, I don't wish we were lucky because I wish Ortiz didn't gamble on baseball. But we just happen to be the benefactor of talking about it. And better today than tomorrow for us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tomorrow, listen.
I got nothing tomorrow.
Like tomorrow, I was like, listen, I was looking at the dates. I said, hold on. Oh, yeah, no, I can't do no Friday. Yeah, for Thursday, I'm good, though. I could do a Thursday.
This is the day before the holiday.
Yeah, that's like...
We can't even pretend that this is a day that we should be taking off. Yeah. But again, you and me were both built on summer radio to begin with anyway.
Yeah.
But we are also both built on holiday radio.
Yeah. Oh, listen, holiday...
And holiday used to be the only crack. I always thought it was funny when they'd come around and they'd be like, so, like, I really want to see what you got on this Christmas Day show. Really, I can't wait for it to see what you got in this Christmas Day show. And I'm like, that's funny. It's like 2 years in a row. You really want to see what I got in this Christmas Day show.
Hey, listen.
Great time. Hey, okay.
The old boss used to be good at amping that up. Man, boy, he come to you, man. He'll hit you up too. He'll hit you. He'll text you. He'll warm you up like on December, like, 21st. Hey, I just call me when you get this. Dang it, man. What's going on, man? Get that call. Be like, yo, what's up, man? Yeah, you know, I just wanted to, you know, touch base with you, let you know. Really want to see what you got.
I just want to see what you got. It's always on Christmas. It's always on Thanksgiving. They really want to see what you got, but only on those days.
I've been listening. Like,
don't you want to see what I got on December 14th after the Browns play?
No, not interested in that. We're cool on that.
But Christmas Day, for 3 years in a row, I'd love to see what you got.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you what, we've been listening to you, too. I'm like, I haven't been on since September.
As if this is going to be the breakout show.
This was it. So you telling me right now, what you telling me is if I cook, Ken and Lyman is out of here, right?
That's right. That's how that was going to go. That's how it was going to go.
So we going like, this is like The Bachelor. Like, so you going to call me in the triumvirate around the campfire and tap me on the shoulder. That's what's going to happen. Man, I'll be like, man, I tell you go at home telling people, hey, this is it.
This is the one.
This is the one right here.
You're crafting the takes. You're getting it ready. I can tell.
Hey, what you up to, man? I got the notebook out, man. You feverishly going through the notepad. Like, I got it lined up. 10 to 11. I got so-and-so coming on. We about to get it going. You know what I'm saying? I got my stuff. Man, boy, you do that show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You get that thumbs up, and they'll be like, yeah, you just waiting. Come January 5th. I know they're calling me up.
It's like, but clearly they loved it.
Clearly.
They thought it was great, and then I'm just waiting for my next chance.
I'm just waiting for that.
No, it's not right when the season ends and they're getting ready to fire the coach. No, it's not when they're having a quarterback change discussion. No, it's Oh, it's MLK Day.
What are you doing?
Another holiday.
What are you doing Memorial Day?
Yeah, where are you at?
I'm like, it's February, but.
Wait, how about that Easter Sunday? How's that one look? Is that a good one for you? You got some open time?
Hey, and can you stay and cut the audio too? You cut, right? And listen, we need somebody on that board too for the Friday night football game.
Hey, they can't do that to you now. You see the setup in here.
The setup is crazy.
We've changed everything. Is it weird being in the old spot to run the board, but then doing the show?
Bro, listen, I had flashbacks. I was like, man, where is the Zephyr? I'm looking around trying to figure out. They got the whole setup different, man. And see, I grew up in the World War I, II era. The fan.
Yeah.
Where you just show up some days and be like, hey, what we doing today? You be like, hey, man, I ain't got no sound in my headphones. You like, listen, hey, man, if I don't hear this Westwood One come up here.
Westwood One.
Dial Global Westwood One, my bro. you would do that and then stay, cut the audio, and then got, and then you be, I was looking around. I'm like, bro, I've been here a whole day. It's a whole day on a Saturday, bro. You done ran the board. You done got everything. You done answered calls. It's been 6 o'clock.
You sorted out the mail. Like, yeah. You did it all.
Everything, man. Move around. And remember they used to have them random bags of chips hanging around here?
I never figured out what that was about.
It was them feeding us.
Is that what it was?
It was them feeling sorry for us. It's like, listen, they hear
it. That's actually a really funny idea if they budgeted out like $12 a month for bags of chips for everyone.
Just land. And you used to find them like, oh, this is salt.
Oh, they got the salt and pepper.
They got the salt and pepper chips. They got the Hawaiian joints. It'd be some old leftover cookies from Thursday during the midday show. Man, used to think, man, back then, you was like, man, I'm out here winning.
It's fun to talk about. And it's fun, too, because me and you, we did so many of those pregame shows together. Oh. And we would just freeze out there, and we'd be in 12-degree temperature, and we would just be talking about all the shows that we'd love to be doing in the future. And now look at us. Here we are.
Here we are.
Still on July 3rd. look at us.
Still
you see?
Cooking, right?
Yeah. Like, now, what you have plans for tomorrow, then? You're going to hang out with Rosie? What are you doing?
Well, we hitting the road, you know what I'm saying? We went away to Canton. You know, they're having a cookout. See, my mom, you know, as we get older, my mom, she's like, yeah, you know, we got to get down to Canton, you know, see some of the in-laws.
And I'm saying,
yeah. I say, okay. I say, you saying it's like it's dire.
It sounds like it might be.
You know, when your mom give you that, you know, we're not as young as we used to be no more. I said, Mom, you can't use that every year.
It's a game. Wait, how old's your mom?
I should probably know the exact date, right?
Yeah.
But I think she's...
Give me a ballpark range.
I want to say 67.
Oh,
I know she's
too. She's got like 30 years left.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, my grandma got to 90.
Right? Elisa's grandma, she hit 95. She's 95 right now.
I'm like, man.
95 is the new 85.
It is. And my grandma...
Growing up, my mom always told me, she's like, Al, if I just make it to 75, I'm happy. And I've noticed in the past couple years, now she's addressed this to 85 is the new number.
Yeah, she's...
Like, 85. I should get to 85. It's like, yeah, you should.
She's moved the goalposts. The problem with being the oldest is, like, I know that, you know, I'm going to be in charge of their elderly care.
Yeah.
So now it's like, yeah, I already know I'm moving in with you. I'm like, listen, Mom, now.
Does Rosie know that?
Yeah. Okay. I said, you know, you do know that you're going to have to deal with her for a long time. You know, she's going to be one of those people where, you know, we assume my dad has worse health than her. And my dad would probably tell you.
You're already taking your dad out first?
Yeah, he's already going.
I mean,
to
most guys end up
most
going
guys,
first.
He lived a little harder than she did.
That's a little harsh for your dad, though.
I mean, he's already two years older. He's still kicking and he's doing his thing.
Okay.
But listen, if my mom goes first, then he's one of them people that can, you know, he's a candidate for hitting the button.
Oh, yeah.
When you get older, you're did Jesus take me?
Yeah.
We're younger. We got married on the same day.
We did.
And I don't care what happens to our wives. We can't hit that button. We're too young.
Like, but we both have anniversaries coming up. You just reminded me.
Yeah, right.
Like, I've done no shopping for that in the slightest bit.
At all. Me either. Matter of fact, man, that sucks. We should be reminding each other of that, right?
We really should. That should be what we do for each other. Yeah, just send each other like a text like 20 days out being like, we both got married on the same day.
You good?
Little bit. You take care of that?
Yeah, you good? Yeah.
That's your 4th of July text.
Right. All right, every 4th of July moving forward, we'll text each other as a reminder to be like, did you take care of what you needed to take care of for the anniversary?
But it kind of sucks, though, because, like, I mean, it's the same money. Like it's not like if I buy something, it's not like she don't know it. So she's going to find out anyway. Like, if I buy you a gift, it's like, oh, the Huntington bank statement just came out. Thank you, honey. I really like it. All right, what am I going to do, right? Like, she's all over that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. Elise is the same way. She knows exactly what I spend and where I spend it and everything else like that. Well, no, so we have it set up a little differently. I have my own credit card. We share a banking account, but I have my own credit card. She has her own credit card. She only knows the amount that goes to pay off the credit card. So she doesn't know where I spend anything or what exactly I buy on anything, but she'll know the result. So if she sees, like, I spent $300 in wiping out my credit card or whatever it is, then she'll just think, oh, you bought me something that was worth $300.
Man, one of the biggest arguments I've ever had was...
No, I had to keep that separate because I wanted to make sure. I mean, yeah. I can only be tracked so much. I've told you, she's got me on the little Find My Phone app. Well, I'm tracked.
Oh, you got the location.
Yeah, like I'm a Sims character. She can track me anywhere I go and see anything I do. That's what I was telling you in between the break. Nick always thinks that you can do like the second family in 2025. I'm like, forget second family. I don't think it's possible to even cheat in 2025.
Oh, it's not.
I don't think you can get away with anything. Like, my wife legitimately knows where I'm going and what I'm doing at all times. I ever would. It's not who I am as a person. But like, she is. I mean, she's got. I'm a Sims character to her.
Yeah. The biggest argument we've ever got into was like we was doing, like, there was this thing where there was a coworker I used to work with, and she was doing like a fundraiser for like autism or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, like, I was like, you know what, here, I'm gonna be nice. She's doing a fundraiser, I'm gonna give $100, you know what I'm saying, to donate for
that
the cause.
Nice. Yeah.
But it was on Cash App though. And so
you're just Cash Apping a woman.
So she was like, so she pulls up, like, she pulls up the everything, and she said, and so the person calls me and say, oh, I appreciate it. It's like, yeah, like, you know what? I appreciate it so much. I just made you cookies. I know the cookies you like. I'm gonna make the cookies and just drop them off. She said,
now you're getting cookies dropped off?
Yeah. So yeah, I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Now, mind you, I didn't know her for years, right?
Yeah.
But this happens to be before I got married. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. I'm like, yeah, no problem. She was like, you want me to meet you somewhere to get them? Or you want me to come to the house and get them? Now I'm sitting there thinking, now, listen, I'm G. Bush. I don't be thinking like that. I'm like, oh, that's so nice. And I said, man, I'll come meet you somewhere. And then I said, hold on.
Yeah, you got to think about it.
So she hits me up and she said, do you want to tell me something? I said, what do you mean, what, tell me what? I said, what you talking about? She was like, I see $100 Cash App. The $100 Cash App. And there was cookie delivery. When are you getting? I said, bro, how did you know all of this?
They know before you even know sometimes.
I was like, bro. I said, bro, this was for a good cause, bro. No. We do not do good cause. We give to the Salvation Army once a year. I said, bro. So yeah, like, no,
our donation fund has already been hit.
Like, that's already hit, right? So it's funny because
they know, they all know.
You are correct. There is no way in 2025.
It's impossible.
You're not getting
that.
They're
so ahead of the game on everything.
Everything. And
she'll tell me when I get Instagram DMs, just from guys, even like just from anyone. She'll tell me before I even know. They got this. They got everything tracked.
And there's too many apps and stuff. And then there's too many logins. Like, I got a bunch of cards. Like, it just don't work like that. It just don't work like that. And plus, see, like, we watch Mad Men and some of the other shows, right? You know how guys talk about, hey, I got a business trip coming up in L.A.
Well, that was it. So, like, in Mad Men, you easily could have a second family. Like, Don Draper was a real thing that could exist in 1950s America.
No.
Don Draper doesn't exist today.
No. Like, she's like, you got a show? You got a show out in the cold? I'm coming to the cold weather. Oh, you going to L.A. for a couple of days? Oh, no, let me get my bags. Oh, you want to go to the grocery store? Let me get my shoes. It's no problem. I'll be like,
you need to teach Rosie what my wife has, which is the little Find My Phone thing. She just knows where I'm at all times. She doesn't have to come with me. She can track me.
Oh, she probably has one. I just don't know what's on there.
Okay.
I just,
because you notice my wife's not at everything. No, she's like, no, but she knows where I'm at all times.
She pulls and she's like, I'm like, where are you guys getting this random free time from? There's no free time. There's no like, hey, we go to the gym together. We go to the grocery store. She's like, that's the worst place to be by yourself.
What you think gonna happen at the grocery store?
A big grown man like yourself. The woman may need to feed you. They think they need you to feed you. No. You do not need any food.
Like, she's like, I'll give you food.
I'm the one to dictate that.
But so, Mac, we really do enjoy married life. I don't want to make it seem like it's just people controlling you all the time.
It just sounds like you guys are on high alert at all times at this point.
It's just on funny point. To me.
You got to be on point, bro.
That's it. Like, it's just, and luckily the two of us don't even have any, like, you know, we just don't, we just,
we'll be at the
just,
house.
We're just at the house chilling all the time.
You can't, like, all these road games. Listen, we play home games. No road games get ugly out here, bro. You don't want to be out nowhere. Like, think about that. That's like me, Lima, and Peterlin just walking around. For what? We can't do that. Like during the, like randomly on a Friday. That's like being like, let's go out on Friday at 8. No, I'm cool, bro. I can't even do that, dog.
And so, like, 4th of July weekend, like, you'll get to go visit some people in Canton, maybe.
Yeah.
Right? Family gathering.
Yeah. There's no new faces.
No one new is entering the chat. I said, she's like, what are you doing this weekend? And I'm like, geez, I got nothing on the docket.
Nothing.
Like, we're not entering. No one new is entering the equation. Yeah, I promise you that.
Yeah. You can't have.
And I don't even know that I'll see fireworks. So, you know what's going to happen? I'm just going to yell about my child being woke up by the fireworks.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to be like, these dang fireworks. And that'll be about it.
That's it.
I'll have my old man get off the lawn moment. And that's going to be my weekend. I'm going to golf tomorrow. I'm going to golf tomorrow. My
lawn. Okay. That's cool. That's cool. Here's the thing. By the way, there's no new firework technology. If you've seen one fireworks, you've seen them all.
Yeah. How long do we need to see a fireworks show for, though? I feel like the longer they get, the less interested I get.
Yeah.
I like the first couple minutes. I'm cool with the first couple minutes. And then I'm just kind of spent.
It's like, okay. I got to fight this traffic getting out of here.
Do you enjoy fireworks or do you think people are just pretending to enjoy fireworks?
Yeah, it's a ritual at this point. No one, only the children at a certain age, too young, scared, too old, moving around too much. Right here, you're good. But other than that, nobody really likes fireworks like that.
The audio from Rick Manning you have to hear as he was on Baskin and Phelps earlier today. We'll do in case we missed it. We'll put a bow on this one. It happens next. It's Afternoon Drive right here in the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.